already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, good morning, Arthur Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and unfortunately, our regular scheduled guest supposedly is going through security on his way to get onto an airline, and we don't know if he's going to be able to call in this morning. If he does, it'll be a cell phone, but we hope he does, but until then, we're just going to have open lines, and give us a call, whatever you'd like to talk about, here at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Until then, though, I think we ought to discuss something. I read an excellent article while I was away, and that was on the federal anti-drug program. Do you realize that today in America, one in every 103, 104 adults is in prison. That we, one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation or parole. One in about every 83 American adults is in prison, probation or parole. And among young black men, 21 to 31, it's one in three in prison, probation or parole. And what is the most common federal crime? The use of drugs. Now, should we legalize drugs? Certainly we couldn't stop people from drinking alcohol. Alcohol is a terrible problem. Alcohol causes all sorts of deaths and disability among people. And yet most people enjoy a drink of alcohol. While I was away, I had a glass, half a glass of a delicious pink rosé wine. I very seldom drink anything, but I do enjoy an occasional glass of wine. Not for any physiological response, but I just enjoy the taste of it when I'm having a dinner. And basically, I see nothing wrong with drinking in moderation. It certainly is relaxing for many people. It's entertainment for many people. And prohibition didn't work. The 18th Amendment was passed in the aftermath of the First World War to outlaw alcohol. And it led to prohibition with all sorts of crime and people put in jail and the mobsters and Al Capone. And eventually, the 18th Amendment was repealed by the 21st Amendment under Roosevelt. One of the things that Roosevelt ran on was repeal of prohibition. It didn't work. And most people can use alcohol and have a drink with not any problem. Some people can't. And the same thing is true with drugs, with marijuana, and I think amphetamines, and certainly with all these drugs that they have made illegal, government has made them illegal. And of course, one of the major sources of marijuana, major sources of hard drugs, is our own government. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world today. Everybody in the world knows it. Now, you have to understand the CIA is compartmentalized. And most of the CIA doesn't know what's really going on in other sections of the CIA. But as with most government agencies, it's compartmentalized. I remember talking to John Loftus, who worked for the Justice Department in the 1980s, tracking down the Nazi war criminals, and specifically those in Belarus, who'd killed 2 million Jews. John is, I believe, Irish Catholic, but he's not Jewish, but that was his assignment, working for the Justice Department to track down 2 million Nazi sympathizers, Nazi sympathizers who killed 2 million Jews. And while he was searching the world for them, why, another branch of the Justice Department was actually sheltering those Nazi war criminals. They were living in New Jersey, where they ultimately died and are buried today. John tried to tell this story originally when he wrote a book back in the 1980s, The War Against the Jews. It was a secret war against the Jews. He was actually banned from letting the American people realize that the Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department, was actually banning and protecting and rewarding those Nazi sympathizers from Belarus who'd killed 2 million Jews. And in his latest book, which we do carry, American Nazi Secret, why, the statute of limitation ran out. Somebody at the Justice Department called him and said, the statute's run out, you get that book written. So he did. We carry it. You need to get American Nazi Secret. You need to get his book, The Secret War Against the Jews, or get our 4-CD set on The War Against the Jews, available from Radio Liberty, which tells you exactly what I've told you. Well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in this morning? Hello, do we have a caller?
Hi there.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah, hi, this is Trevor Loudon speaking.
Oh, Mr. Loudon, thank you so very much for being with us. You go ahead and pick up this story. You got through security all right?
Yeah, I did. I managed to get to sneak through security with it without any problem.
All right. Well, you tell us. I haven't had a chance to talk to you personally, but certainly somebody from Colorado had heard your talk and asked we'd get you on the program this morning. So we're really looking forward today, tomorrow, and this afternoon on a different network. But are you actually, you talk about President Obama, but you go right ahead. You've written a book on this subject, haven't you?
Yeah, look, my book is called Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and it deals with the history of Obama going right back to his childhood, right up to the present day, and his extensive Marxist and communist ties right throughout that period. The Marxists who got him into power, the Marxists who worked with him, and the Marxists he has appointed since he's been in power.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and pick up the story? I don't think you need me interfering. You just go ahead and pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, my claim to fame is I've been researching Obama since early 2007, and I was the guy who first made the links between Barack Obama and the Hawaiian communist Frank Marshall Davis, for instance. And also,
all right, you just hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, lucky to stay out here at the American Peter Duttberg Guest this morning. I is Trevor Loudon, and he has written a book on Osama Obama. So you go ahead and pick the story up there. Trevor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
What my book does is trace the lineage of Obama right from his days when he was mentored by the communist Frank Marshall Davis, through his ties to Alice Palmer in Chicago, who in turn had extensive ties to the Soviet Union. She was a leader of a well-known Soviet front organization, the International Organization of Journalists, and she was involved with the Grenadian communists in the Caribbean and the U.S. Peace Council, which was a front for the Communist Party USA. And this was the woman who got Barack Obama his first job, basically as an Illinois state senator. So the pattern runs very deep. He is, several of his advisors, like John Holdren, has links to the pro-Soviet elements in Chicago. David Axelrod was mentored by a Communist Party member in his youth. That is the guy who trained him, basically, in his journalistic techniques and his political techniques, and this man, David Cantor, was at one point a registered agent of the Soviet Union and a professional propagandist for the communist cause. So you have this pattern right around Obama from day one, where he is linked to people involved with the Communist Party or other Marxist groups, many of whom owed allegiance to the Soviet Union or Cuba or other communist powers.
Well, I don't question at all anything you've said. But why in the world would the American establishment, these people who really run things behind the scenes, many of the major bankers, have been pushing Barack Obama, who has obviously been involved with communism all of his life? He's doing everything he can to destroy us today. In 4 short years, he's accumulated over $5 trillion in national debt. No better way to destroy our nation than to destroy the value of our currency, and he has intentionally done it. Now, part of this is George Bush, admittedly, but we know he's part of the establishment. Why would the establishment have put a man who is so obviously a communist, backed him financially, the media has backed him to put him in power? Why would they want a communist to be running America?
Well, because basically there is a powerful interests who want America to lose its sovereignty. They want America brought to its knees, so it can basically be incorporated into some sort of United Nations world government. And the biggest impediment to that has always been America's strong military, its strong willingness to defend itself and its allies around the world. So the Russians, the Chinese, the United Nations, all the enemies of the United States want to destroy America's military stature, America's military power, which is why basically the far leftist, Leon Panetta, who's now your Secretary of Defense, is cutting your military budget to shreds. And, you know, basically in a time of austerity, 6% of U.S. federal spending, i.e. the defense budget, taking almost 100% of the cut. And this is the agenda of the left all the time. The only way they can destroy your national sovereignty is to destroy your military. And the only way they can destroy your military or to get the public to accept it is to wreck the economy so badly that the public will take any cuts. They'll be in so much pain they'll take any cut, including military cuts, without complaint.
And, of course, I know Leon Panetta personally. I was the Republican congressional candidate who opposed him in 1988, so I got a chance to meet him many times. We had a chance to go through his record. He was the most radical leftist congressman in the United States Congress, to the point where many Republicans absolutely refused to either speak to him or shake his hand. I mean, you can get by with, along with most of the Democrats, but he had a 95% ADA, that's socialist rating, 95% ACLU rating, and they're pro-communist, both ADA and ACLU. That's our Secretary of Defense today. But there have always been powerful forces within the establishment behind Leon Panetta as well. So where do we go from here with the knowledge that you have that our President of the United States is a avowed Marxist, communist, intent upon the destruction of our nation? He's passed all sorts of legislation, like the Obamacare, which will point to the government be able to control our health care, to kill the elderly, eliminate them, because, of course, we don't have the money to take care of them. Once the federal government's responsible for our health care, then it's only a matter of when they begin to dictate it, and that's what the death panels, and they're real. This is really an effort to kill the elderly. That's what it's all about. But the average person has no idea. Trevor, please go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Obamacare is... Look, I come from a country that's had socialized health care all my life and waiting lists. And basically, people know in New Zealand that they stand a very good chance of dying on a waiting list. That happens all the time. It's accepted as routine. And Obamacare was basically... It's basically a means of social control. They want to... They know that when people's lives are dependent on the state, when people's health is dependent on the state, you have got them under control. That is one of the key areas the socialists have always used to get the population under control. And that's exactly what is happening here. Socialized health care, Obamacare, the idea of that came from the Communist Party USA and Democratic Socialists of America, two leading Marxist groups. And Obama was indoctrinated into that idea through his personal physician, a guy called Quentin Young, a doctor out of Chicago, effectively the father of the socialized healthcare movement in this country. And Quentin Young was a 40-year veteran of the Communist Party USA until he left that organization to help found Democratic Socialists of America. So that is where this idea is coming from. It is coming from the hard left, and it's designed to control Americans. That's all it is about.
Agreed. And so we have the Marxist in the White House working there. What about Franklin Marshall? What part did he play in Obama's life?
You mean Frank Marshall Davis?
Yes.
Well, Frank Marshall Davis mentored Obama from the age of about 10 to the age of 19. So for all his teenage formative years, Barack Obama was being mentored by a known Communist Party USA activist. Frank Marshall Davis wasn't just an ordinary party member. He had been active, a leader of the Chicago Communist Party in the 40s, and was sent out to Hawaii, basically, because at that time the communists were under the orders of Stalin to get as many communists off the mainland onto Hawaii as possible to spy on Pearl Harbor. So Frank Marshall Davis was on the FBI security index, meaning that had war ever broken out with the Soviet Union, Frank Marshall Davis would have been arrested that very day. And not all communists were on that index, only the very dangerous and particularly powerful one. So that is the man who spent 9 years at your president's side during his most formative times, guiding him and indoctrinating him.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, of course, the programs that have been introduced under Obama are really designed to lead to this massive expansion of control. And yet, of course, he's been able to get that legislation through. There are obviously a lot of people in the Democrat Party who are in favor of the government controlling every aspect of our life.
Yeah, well, the Democrat Party today is not the Democrat Party of the 1950s, when you had a lot of conservative, patriotic Democrats leading the party. Today, the leadership of the Democratic Party is essentially entirely socialist. The far left has taken over, and that doesn't mean that grassroots Democrats are communists or socialists, but it certainly means that leadership of the party is. And another point to consider is that since 1995, the Marxists have retaken over the U.S. labor movement. All the big unions like SEIU, AFSCME, etc., are now controlled by Democratic Socialists of America with Communist Party help. So the Democrats depend on the labor unions to get elected. They depend on them for money and voluntary help and paid help. So therefore, the communist unions can dictate policy to the Democrats and dictate who gets elected. And he who pays the piper calls the tune. So basically, the Democrats follow the Marxist agenda because it's the Marxists who put them in power.
And yet, of course, George W. Bush, when he was the president, pushed Marxist policies, went right along with that whole idea of the Democrat the concept of a Medicare drug plan. That was a communist plan, and that was pushed by the Republican leaders. And a lot of the Republicans have been backing the same idea of centralization of power in Washington, D.C., this basic communist concept of the government providing for the people. Why would the Republicans be pushing many of the same basic philosophies that the communists are, just like the Democrats?
Well, the left has infiltrated the GOP as well, and a lot of these people, they just go along for the ride. They go along with what seems popular, but the left has taken over the Democrat Party, but it's also substantial influence and the Republicans as well, but at least the Republicans have a few strong conservatives left and a strong Tea Party base that is certainly anti-socialist. So there's therefore a lot more hope for that party at this stage. But people, it's a very good point that it's not just the Democrats that are pushing this stuff. It is some elements of the GOP that are dangerous as well.
And the GOP, has suddenly become the war party. It always used to be the Democrats that pushed war from one war to another. Now it's the Republicans are behind the war. And, of course, we go from war to war to war to war. And the next one's going to be a war with Iran and then one with the Muslim world. And the Republicans are pushing it just like the Democrats did it. When the Democrats did it, why, the Republicans were critical. When the Republicans did it, the Democrats were critical. It looks to me that, like, both political parties are behind this idea of having this massive military so we can go from war to war to war. Won't this eventually simply bankrupt America?
Well, America has been pushed into all sorts of international nationalist wars, and that is simply designed to bankrupt the nation and erode its sovereignty, you know. And there's no reference to Congress anymore how the military is used. Once upon a time, the president had to go to Congress to get permission to use American military, but now Leon Panetta is openly stating that they don't go to Congress, they go to the United Nations or NATO. So, therefore, America's military is going to be downgraded and will become an arm, basically an enforcement wing for the United Nations, and will continue to bankrupt the country on wars that shouldn't necessarily be fought. So America needs to adjust, return to a policy where they were largely defensive, protected their allies, and only went overseas when absolutely necessary.
Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to speak to Trevor Loudon.
I'm going to have to board my flight, sorry, soon.
Would you be available this afternoon to call in?
Yeah, but look, can I just say, if people want to get hold of my blog, they just Google Pacific Freedom Foundation, that's Pacific Freedom Foundation, and they can order it online there.
Well, you get that out tomorrow morning, and we'll have you this afternoon at 3 o'clock our time. Looking forward to it. God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Trevor had to catch his plane. Our telephone number is 877-254-7210. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. And Mary, who was instrumental in giving Trevor booked for this morning's program and for tomorrow morning's program, is on the line. And she wanted to speak up. So, Mary, you go right ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that TrevorLoudon.com is his website.
TrevorLoudon.com. Go ahead.
Right. So it's T-R-E-D as in Victor, O-R, and then L as in Larry, O-U, D as in dog, O-N as in Nancy, .com. You can find where he'll be speaking in the San Francisco area, I think either today or tomorrow. You can find when he'll be back in Denver on April 5, be speaking from 7 to 9 in the evening, and you can, at Hamden and I-25, you can get the details on his website. You can also order his book on the website that he has, and you will almost want to go to it daily to get the updates of what he has. He is extraordinary from New Zealand. You know, it's wonderful to have somebody who's not an American, who's so concerned about America.
Well, I think people throughout the world realizes that the future of the world rests upon America. And as America goes, so goes the world. What they don't understand is what the real force is behind communism. Communism is simply the antithesis of Americanism. Americanism is a system established to limit the power of the federal government so men can be free. It's based upon individualism. Communism is a system by which all power is centralized in government. A small elite group control everything in the country and controlled by a bureaucracy that's controlled by a small elite group. It's the fulfillment of the concepts laid out by Plato in his book, The Republic, which is why that's required reading in so many colleges across America. When you enter college, you are being indoctrinated in this communist concept. Communism is an elitist concept. It has nothing to do with taking from the rich and giving to the poor. It has to do with concentration of power in the hands of a small group of very wealthy and powerful people. And that's why my recent DVD entitled The Dangerous Deception is so important. It's basically the interview I did in 1980, the filmed interview with Norman Dodd, director of research of the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. And what did they find out? Why they were pushing communism and socialism when they were investigated. They're doing it today. And, of course, they worked through the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, is the true government of America, that along with the Trilateral Commission, which wasn't informed until 73, made up of very powerful men who want this small ruling elite. And people don't understand why they would want to elect and finance Barack Obama, because he's doing their bidding, concentrating all power with the federal government. And the people love it. Everybody loves Social Security. Gee, I love it, too. I get a check every month. Everybody, when you retire, loves Medicare. I love it, too. The only trouble is that 43 cents of every dollar that I get on my Social Security check and I get from Medicare, 43 cents of every dollar has to be borrowed, a sure path to the ruin of America, the bankruptcy of America. It's coming very soon. Only we're going to have a war, massive war with Iran. You're going to wipe out the debt and impoverish the American people, but there'll be more power to the federal government. And people don't understand. It's all manipulated by a small group of people who believe in this concept of a ruling elite. And the people say, just give me the money. I'm quite willing to give up my freedom and for social benefits and for security. The government's got to protect me from the wicked terrorists. Now, most people don't know they're being financed by our own government. The whole terrorist movement is financed to justify the police state. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, thank you for being willing to speak to this issue that you've done for years, because it's only a few radio stations that will carry this information. You can also, his book is like an encyclopedia of the Communist Party in the United States as it's tied to Russia. And you can get it, you know, like at that trevorlowden.com website, as well as, you know, the other website he gave. But it's alarming to think of, and to know, it's hard for me to even talk to some of the youth, even my neighbors, my relatives. The youth really don't want to hear this because it is so opposite of what they have been taught. So it's wonderful to have this book because it's something that's not refutable. That's just how it is. Meaning, these are the facts. You know, it's the truth. You know, there's either truth or non-truth, and this happens to be the truth. So it bolsters people's ability to present to those who are really uncomfortable with entertaining these facts. But we have to start, and that book is really, you know, and all the things that you have, you know, in your library book to order is outstanding. I'm just saying that this is very specific about exactly those biographies of people. It's 700 pages, and it's not so hard to get through because it's basically biography after biography in different groups.
Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there and listening, I just have a question. Mary, you hang on. We have another caller. Let's see what they have to say. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Jane from Northern Colorado.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'd be doing a lot better if the people in charge would follow the Constitution. But I'm hearing all this stuff now about how Mr. Obama was not vetted properly for his position that he now holds, since I would like to know where the Woodward and Bernstein are of this century. If they can bring down Tricky Dick for just breaking into an office, how come we can't get a communist illegal out of our White House?
Well, first of all,
and I'll hang up and listen. I'm just so tired of this. You, and just like the other lady said, you can't talk to anybody about this because, oh, he's not illegal. Oh, yes, he is, and he's a communist, and he will single-handedly bring down the USA if we don't get rid of him. And I think impeachment is the word here. I'll listen now. Thank you.
Well, but the thing is that our job must be to educate people, and until we can get them educated and simply get them to refute the information, I mean, where is the long birth certificate form? Why did the president bring forward a fraudulent one? Sheriff Joe Phoenix has shown that this is obviously fraudulent, as is Obama's Social Security and draft card. We'll be back in a moment. Both of you hang on. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Yeah, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We have on the line with us Mary, who helped us get Sydney, the gentleman, Mr. Trevor Loud, on the program. And then we have, I believe it's Jane calling in, who's having difficulty getting people to listen to the truth about what's going on. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about certainly the fact that our current president is a communist subversive, but he has the full backing of the media, and of course the media is controlled by this very establishment. They're not communist controlled. The six major corporations that control the American media, and I'm talking about AOL, Time Warner, separated but working together, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, Comcast that controls NBC, and then, of course, Murdoch's media empire. And they all have massive media empires, as does GE. They're all tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their goal is a world control under this financial elite, and they want to bring in the coming world leader, of course. Know who that's going to be, because he is the prince of this world, the spiritual forces that promise to give the whole of the world to Jesus Christ if it simply bow down and worship him. Go right ahead, Ed. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, regarding, I think her name was Jane or Jean, her spirit is widespread. There's only a small percentage of people who are those true communists who are, you know, are in very powerful positions. And if, as far as Trevor Loudon is concerned, and our common sense will agree that, if we would mount a fraction of the effort that those who fought in World War II made in order to stop the Nazis and the communists in our country, although, you know, they just infiltrated secretly, the communists did, we will win. His point is to get behind your conservative candidates. If there aren't any, become a candidate, or, you know, become active and be willing to put forth the effort and not just throw up your hands and say there's nothing to do, because there's a lot of work that we have to accomplish and we can do it. And it won't be in just one election, but this election is critical. And if healthcare passes, you know, it is so devastating. So we can win this battle, is his message. But we have to wake up. We have
well,
to wake up.
Well, I think that certainly the way that Congressman Ron Paul is doing, you know, he's doubled his level of support all across the country. And these are people who obviously recognize the fact that our federal government is moving away from the Constitution towards this fascist society. And the fact that Ron Paul is getting usually 20-25% of the Republican vote, he'd get that much vote from the Democrats, and he'd get probably 30-40% from the independents. I think that we are making tremendous strides. I am really encouraged, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the Republican convention, and then I'm hoping and praying that Ron Paul will run as a third-party candidate. People said, why? That'll mean Obama will be reelected. Doesn't mean that at all. It's going to be interesting to see. Ron Paul, I really believe in a three-way race, would win, or certainly could win that. All he needs is more than a third of the people, and then an honest vote. My concern is, of course, that he's got their people planted within the electoral system. They're rigging the elections. They're rigging the votes. And when are the American people going to demand honest elections here? I mean, the things that are going on across America make Mayor Daley of Chicago look like a piker. But you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, he'll be on your show at 3 p.m. Pacific time today and 4 p.m. Denver time today, so people can tune in again, and then tomorrow morning at the same hour that he was on today. Correct?
All right. Now, let me point out, if you want to get this program at 4 o'clock today, you get on the Internet by simply dialing into RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, or that's the GCN, Genesis Communication Network, online.com, GCNonline.com. And, of course, you can get it with a handheld telephone by simply dialing 760-LOW-SS11. That's 760-LOW-SS11. You can actually listen to the program with a handheld telephone. We've got all sorts of means to listen to us: satellite, shortwave, Internet, live radio programs. You just got to get the information out. And then, because you get people listen to our program, first they're sure we're crazy, and then before long they're afraid we're not. Get people listening. Challenge them. Get them thinking. And you'd be amazed at how many people I've known recently who've switched from either left-wing to truth, because this is not a right-wing philosophy. This is an American philosophy. They may wake up when they realize that the people in the World Trade Center were murdered by people at the highest levels of our government who brought down the building. The terrorists didn't bring down the building. Tell them the story of the underwear bomber, and they can check this out on Kurt Haskell's Center website, because he saw somebody put the underwear bomber, Umar, the underwear bomber, onto the plane. And then, of course, when he testified at the sentence hearings for the underwear bomber, Kurt Haskell brought out the fact that the State Department admitted they put the underwear bomber onto that plane. They put the underwear bomber on the plane. Who's calling in? Go ahead.
Good morning. Calling from Florida.
Well, good to have you with us this morning.
I just wanted to let everybody know, Dr. Stan, that that book is available in a Kindle edition on Amazon for only $9.
Okay,
so it's a really
fine.
Good deal. Ever since they mentioned the book title, I've been researching it, and it's a little more expensive to buy a hardback, but the electronic version, which you can read on any device that you have, would be under $10 for you to order.
All right. Once again, the title of the book?
I'd have to let me switch back
it's,
here.
It's Hang Barack on. Obama. And the Enemies Within.
Right,
Barack Obama
and the Enemies
and the
Within.
Enemies Within. Well, thank you so much. Well, we're out of time, and Trevor will be with us tomorrow morning again, and we'll have opportunity to talk to him. You have an opportunity to have questions. Thank you both for calling, and it's good to be back. Bye-bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way
the only way they know how.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Trevor Loudon. Will be with us again tomorrow. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you can help us, we'd certainly love hearing from you. We have been having some financial problems recently. I'd like to get caught up. So if you are in a position to help, fine. And you can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or if you're not in a position to help, then we ask for your prayers, because this is a spiritual battle behind these men of great wealth. Behind the great tax-exempt foundations in America, Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford, are powerful spiritual forces. This is a spiritual battle, and this is what people don't want. I mean, certainly there's no question that Barack Hussein Obama was trained by communists, is a communist, is pushing communist programs, but communism since its inception has been financed by wealthy people in the United States. Let me just repeat that. Communism, since its inception, has been funded by wealthy people in the United States who want to centralize all power with Washington, D.C., so that they can control you and your future. This is really what's going on today. And you see, most people don't understand that. Communism, socialism is the antithesis of Americanism. Unfortunately, most people want something for nothing. They want the government to provide them with a pension. They want the government to provide them with Medicare and Medicaid and unemployment insurance and all the benefits that come with a socialist society, without realizing this is the road to tyranny. Most Americans want to be free. They just want what they're entitled to. Unfortunately, in a free society, you're not entitled to anything, and America is bankrupt today. Morally, it's bankrupt financially. We're going to have a great and horrible war. It's only a matter of when. The whole House of Cards is coming down. Do you believe in the Constitution? If you do, get in and back Congressman Ron Paul and his efforts to get the information out. And, of course, this is going to be a very exciting time. He needs your help. He needs your support, your financial support. He needs your prayers, because, believe me, I don't know why they haven't killed him. After all, they killed Bobby Kennedy, who was a presidential candidate. They severely wounded George Wallace. They intended to kill him. Suddenly they had a contract out for Ross Perot. I talked to the fellow who has the contract to kill Ross Perot and his family. You can hear that interview on our 4-CD set. It's entitled Deadly Assassins, 4-CD set, where I talk to professional, government-trained, government-financed assassins, the deadly assassins. And there we even have the man who tracked down the man who is paid to kill General George Patton. We carry the book on that subject. It's called Target Patton. You need to get the information. You need, though, to get my 4-tape set on Martin Luther King's assassination, Bobby King's assassination, and the same people were behind the effort to kill a George Wallace. They didn't succeed. They just ended up very quadriplegic. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, it's good to come back. I understand it. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts,